So, oh, thanks. Stop. So, last week, you guys heard from Ed about how God is love, yeah? A quick recap, if you weren't here, God is love. There you go. Thanks. So this week, we're going to be going further through that passage. It's in 1 John, if you want to have a look, chapter 4. I'm going to be mainly going off verse 19, if you want to flip there. Basically, it just says, we love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this commandment, whoever loves God must also love his brother. All right, I'm just going to pray before I get into it. Lord God, we are once again just in awe of you and your love. I'm so grateful that you are God and that I am not. I'm so grateful that you are all-loving, all-knowing, all-powerful, and able to work, most of all, through my weakness. I just pray, Lord God, that you be just speaking through me tonight, and I pray that you give these kids hearts and ears to hear you, hear you speaking to them, and hear how much you love them. Holy Spirit, just be moving amongst us, showing us once again more of the character of God and more of his love poured out in Jesus. Yeah, have your way in here tonight, Lord God. We love you, and we love you, Jesus, and it's in your mighty name we pray. Amen. So, we love because he first loved us. Without knowing God and without knowing how much he loves you, it's actually really hard to love people, even Christians, I find. And I've experienced this in my own work, in my own walk with him. I find that even the nice ones, people, they're really tricky to love. And either if you try and love them in your own strength, two things will happen. One, you will burn out and give up, as I've done many, many times, because you are trying your best with good motivation, but people are hard to love. I mean, there was this one boy at the last church I was at, who shall remain nameless. He was probably a really lovely guy, but I just couldn't stand him. He was just so annoying. And so every week, it didn't matter how much I prayed and was like, I'm going to love you because I'm cool too. It just didn't matter. If I was doing it in my own strength, I couldn't do it. In the car home, I'd be like, well, I failed there, didn't I? Because people are just self-centered and demanding and exhausting. So you'll either burn out or you will use them to get love that you want. So, yeah, you might be thinking that you're loving people, but really it's just because you want to be accepted in their group, or you want to be the most popular girl at school, or you want that special guy to see you, and so you'll just be like, yeah, I'm loving, but really you're trying to get all the glory. So either those two things will happen if you're trying to do it in your own strength, and if you're trying to do it for your own good. Neither of these are actually loving people. Neither of these will bring you satisfaction. Neither of these bring people into God's kingdom. And neither of these are going to bring God glory, because they're not how he designed us to love. The one thing that God showed me on this issue a couple of years ago, when I was praying about it, is that, well, we love because he first loved us. And you cannot give what you don't already have. So, to put it simply, if you are thirsty and you want water, I can't help you if I don't have water. Pretty simple, right? And the same goes for love or wisdom or peace. If I don't have it, I can't actually give it to anyone. You can't give what you haven't received. Lost my place, sorry. Oh, yes. So, as we heard last week from Ed, every human being is capable of love. God put you in a family to love you and nurture you, and to grow you so that you are basically able to love and return love. But let's say that this is the kind of human amount of love that is in everyone. Just go with me on this one. If this is kind of the amount of love that we have, God's love would be like the ocean, like all of the oceans. And that's not even covering it. Like, no means of measure can define his limitless love. But we'll just say that God's love is like the ocean. So if this is my kind of extent of my love, it's really not going to go very far. If I'm trying to love my family, I kind of get to there. If I'm trying to really love my friends, I'll get to there. If I'm trying to really love that annoying guy in my math class that no one really talks to, I'll kind of get to there. And eventually, my source of love will just deplete. It will just go nowhere. If I'm doing it in my own strength with my own love, it's really not enough. There are lots of broken people in this world, and they need love, and we just cannot muster this amount of love in our own strength. It has to come from a bigger source. When it comes to loving as Lord Jesus does, as the Bible says that we should, our pathetic, self-centered attempts are not going to be enough. And particularly on love teams, you will find that. The people in this world, they'll be broken. They'll have broken marriages and broken relationships. They'll have lost loved ones. They'll be thirsty. And if you're just trying to give them your love, you'll probably fail. Sorry. I know it's very depressing. But we love because he first loved us. And we're able to draw deep from the love of God. If no means of measure can define his limitless love, then he can give us everything we need. When I truly accepted Jesus into my life and I spent time with him daily in his word, just in his presence, listening to my Lord Jesus, I found it much easier to love people. Not because people had changed and because they were less self-centered or, easy to love, but I found that God, through his Holy Spirit, was changing me so that I was able to love. And he did this mainly through showing me all the gifts that were given to me through Jesus. So this is just a few of them. He gave me his limitless mercy, his robe of righteousness, his never-ending covenant of peace. His power, the same power that conquered the grave, lives in us, so that when we pray in his will, we can move mountains. His Holy Spirit dwelling in us, his eternal salvation and never-ending life, and the comfort that knowing that he is always with me and I'm always with him. So as long as I am with him and he is with me, I can draw from his love and I'll have love to give others. I can draw from his joy and I'll have joy to give to others. And that's the same with peace and wisdom, anything. Anything that God has is mine through Jesus. All these gifts are from God, all mine, when I accepted Jesus as my Lord, when I discovered that I was a sinner in need of a Savior. So that when God commanded me to love the Lord with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, I wanted to and I was able to. I'm still learning and I'm still getting there, but I want to and I know that I can. And when he's also given the command to love my brothers as much as I love myself, I know that I can and I know that we can elevate if we truly want to be radical, caring, compassionate, spirit-filled, authentic Christians in this world, if we truly want to see revival in Taramara, if we truly want to bless people with love teams, then we're going to have to do it in God's strength, not our own, and for God's glory, for his praise, not for ours, so that we can grow his kingdom and give God all the glory. And the more you love and enjoy God, the more he frees you to love others. People, and you'll see it in the Christians around you, the people who truly love and truly accept his love, who live in his presence and daily dwell on him. They're the people who love radically like Jesus did. They have their hearts penetrated by his love. And also we see this most, of course, in Jesus. He says, as I have loved you, so you should love one another. And if we want to be different, then we're going to have to fix our eyes on Jesus and love as he loved. I just want to finish with one of my favorite passages from the Bible, kind of still keeping with the water theme. So just sit back and listen. This is about, this is in John's Gospel, so not the John that we were in, another John. And it's just about, again, Jesus giving us everything we need. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water from a well, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You're a Jew and I'm a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it was that asked you for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you the living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw the water and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water?" So she's still thinking it's like water. But Jesus says, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." So guys, the people that we meet on love teams are going to be thirsty. Like, we will probably not understand. But I believe that if we are actually spirit-led Christians that acknowledge Jesus as our Lord and spend time with him daily, and love him and know his love for us, then we can actually go out and love these people and bless them. So not burn out and not steal the glory, but love them effectively. I'm just going to finish up. You guys have been really good. Thanks for listening. Lord God, you are so good. And we just want to love you with everything we have. Yeah, we acknowledge that so often we burn out and we try and do things on our own strength. And if we do succeed, then we take all the glory from you that you deserve. But Lord God, we really don't want to do this. We want to glorify you and we want to please you. We want to love you in a way that would make you smile. And we want people to look at us and know that we are your children. Yeah, Lord God, I'm so grateful for the love that you just lavished upon us, that we can be called children of yours. And I pray that you would just transform us by your Spirit and keep helping us to love the unlovely and keep motivating us to just do it in your strength, by your power, by your Spirit, and all for your glorious name, Lord Jesus. Yeah, we want you to have all the honor, all the glory forever. We know that you gave us all the love that you possess on the cross, and we are so grateful. And so we just confess that you are Lord. Yeah, have your way in us, Lord. Amen.